Have your Bible turned this morning to 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4, we'll begin reading at verse 8 this morning. The Bible says, "And it fell on the day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread, and it was so, and so it was, that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, Behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick. And it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in thither. And it fell on day that he came thither, they turned in the chamber, and lay there. And he said unto Gehazi, his servant, Call us Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto her, Say now unto her, Behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wouldst thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among mine own people. And he said, What then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, Verily she hath no child, and her husband is old. And he said, Call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, About this season, according to time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, Nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thine handmaid. And the woman conceived and bare a son at the season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out of his father's to his father to the reapers. And he said to his father, My head, my head. And he said to a lad, Carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knee till noon, and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, and shut the door upon him, and went out. And she called unto her husband and said, Send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. And he said, Wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon, neither nor Sabbath. And she said, It shall be well. And then she saddled an ass and said to her servant, Drive and go forward. Slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. So she went and came unto the man of God on Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said unto Gehazi, his servant, Behold, yonder is that Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, and to meet her, and say unto her, Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, It is well. And when she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, Let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her. And the Lord hath hid it from me and hath not told me. Then she said, Did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, Do not deceive me? Then he said to Gehazi, Gird up thy loins and take my staff in thine hand. And go thy way. If thou meet any man, salute him not. And if any salute thee, answer him not again. And lay my staff upon the face of the child. And the mother said, and the mother of the child said, As the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. And Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child. But there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet them and told them, saying, The child is not awakened. And when Elisha was come into the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. And he went in therefore and shut the door upon them twain and cried unto the Lord. And he went up and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes and his hands upon his hands and stretched himself upon the child. And the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro and went up and stretched himself upon him. And the child sneezed 7 times and the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, Call this Shunammite. So he called her, and when she was come in unto him, he said, Take up thy son. Then she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. I want to preach for just a little while this morning, if God will be my help. On this thought, it shall be well for a great woman. It shall be well for a great woman. As we look at this, we see this as Elisha. He's taking up the mantle of Elijah. Amen. He's doing the great marvelous things that the same things that Elijah done plus some. And the Bible tells us that it fell on the day that Elisha passed to Shunem. And now that word Shunem, it really means asleep. Or I can see in my mind's eye that Elisha, that great man of God, he goes to a little sleepy village, a place where maybe he can get just maybe a little bit of rest and get away from the crowd and get to a place where he can commune along with God. And when he gets to a little Shunammite's house, the little Shunammite maid, she said, "Hey," I said, "how about turning in here?" She said, "We'll come on in and we'll give you a bite to eat. We'll comfort you and we'll give you that peace that you're looking for." But not only does that word mean peace or mean sleep, but it also means a double rest. Glory be to God. I'm glad that we get a double rest this morning in the Lord Jesus Christ. We get our rest from our efforts. Praise God. We don't have to strive to be perfect no more. We're serving one who's a risen Savior, who was perfect in every essence and every fiber of his being. And I'm glad today that I can call on him, and he's mine and I'm his. Glory to God. And it just gets better farther on in the Lord Jesus Christ. I appreciate him today. I thank him for what he done. But not only does he deliver us from our rest, we rest from our efforts, but we rest and he learns the eternal hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad we're not looking to day just to see if we can get by. I'm glad we've got a heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, God, give us a promise that's literally out of this world. Amen. Amen. But we see the story as it plays out here before our eyes. You know the story. The Bible said there's this great woman, and she's got a husband who's an old man. He's up in his years, and the Bible says that they have no children. But because she's shows a little bit of kindness to this man of God, because she takes him in and shows him a little bit of kindness, a little hospitality, the man of God says, "What can we do for her?" And he said, "Why don't we just bless her on purpose?" And he calls her in there and he said, "You know what? About this time next year," he said, "you're going to embrace a little one." Glory be to God. She said, "Hey," he said, "boy, what a wonderful name." He said, but don't be a lying to me, man of God. Hey, don't just say that because I've been good to you. But praise God. Hey, if God ain't in it, don't say it. Amen. But praise God, we know in just a little while she has that son. He grows up, and one day he goes out to his father into the field. And he says, "Oh, my head, my head." And he goes in, and the Bible says that he dies. So this woman takes her head. I mean, this woman is frantic. She don't know what to do, but she takes her son, she takes him up into that prophet's quarters, and she lays him on the prophet's bed. Amen. She done the only thing she know to do. She took him to where the man of God was, and put him on that prophet's bed, and she shut the door fast. Amen. And she begins to call on her husband. She said, "I've got some things I've got to be doing." And so it rocks on, and the Bible tells us, it gets over in verse 26. She comes upon the man of God there in Mount Carmel. Amen. He's up there on Mount Carmel above those fertile plains. I mean, I'm talking about the bread basket of Israel. Amen. Can you just see it in your mind's eye? She pulls up there, and the man of God's up there at Mount Carmel, and he sees her coming, and he sends Gehazi down there to her. He said, "You go down there to that woman." He said, "Run, I pray thee. Run." He said, hey, praise the Lord. He said, "Get down there to her. Meet her on the way." He said, I pray thee to meet her and say unto her, "Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child?" And she answered, glory to God, "It is well." Amen. Now we see some things play out here this morning. Amen. In the man of God's question, he said, "Is it well with thee?" Now what he's asking her this morning, he said, "How are you doing personally?" Amen. He said, what's happening personally in your life? How are you doing?" Amen. I want to say, if we ever going to get close to God, we're going to have a right relationship with God, we've got to ask ourselves, how are we doing when it comes to the things of God? Amen. Hey, you can look around all day long around you and look at other people, and we can see, we can pick every one of their faults out, but we can't look at ourselves. But praise God, when we look at ourselves and we begin to see ourselves, who we are. Amen. He said, "Is it well with thee?" He says, are you doing well as a person? Amen. Because if we're doing well as a person, then we'll do pretty good as a partner. And if we do pretty good as a partner, then we'll probably do pretty good as a parent. Amen. Things kind of tend to line up and get in order. Amen. Praise God. But he said, hey, you're a person. He said, your heart will tell you if it's in tune with God or not. Amen. So personally, we need to check ourselves to see where we are. She said, how are you doing? Amen. How is it personally with you? Now the Bible tells us some things about this lady. Amen. Number one is she had a personal faith. She said, I perceive that this is a holy man of God. She had some spiritual discernment about her. Amen. She could look at folks and see the touch of, she could look you down in the depth of your soul and see the touch of God on you. And I won't say if you're a child of God, it don't take long. Get around somebody else that's a child of God, praise God, you see God on them. Amen. A word or two, praise God, will stir them up and something will begin to come out of you. You'll get to can't help it, praise God, and you just have to praise the Lord. It don't matter where you're at or who you're talking to. Amen. I mean, that's a personal thing, praise God. She had a personal faith, praise the Lord, and she wasn't afraid to show it. She seen this man of God, who he was. Amen. Now over there, back over in chapter 2, I got to think about this. It kind of tickled me today. I got to thinking about this over in chapter 2. The Bible tells us there was those young people coming out. Amen. I believe those was the folks, probably Brother Steve, from that Bethel Liberal Theological Cemetery. Amen. And they come out, they see this premature balding feller. Amen. Kind of looked a little bit funny. Had on a coat, an old mantle, praise God. Didn't really look like it fit him anyway. And they said, won't you just go up, bald head? Go up. He said, won't you just go ahead and go like Elijah? Amen. Because you know why they did that? They didn't recognize the power of God in this fella. Amen. And so, you know the story of Elijah turned around and he cursed them by the Lord, and the bears come out of the woods and consumed them. Chomped them up. That's the end of that. Amen. But this woman, she never done that. She had some spiritual discernment. She didn't see a little bald-headed fella. Amen. What she saw was a saint of God. She saw somebody that loved the Lord. Amen. Had the right attitude, praise God, when it come to serving God. Amen. What was it? She had some personal faith. Amen. If we ever going to get a hold of God and get what we... Amen. We need some personal faith. Amen. We need to be able to discern the things of God, to realize that God loves us and cares for us, and He's there to help us, praise God, along this journey called life. Because there's a lot of bumpy roads along the way. Amen. A lot of potholes, praise God, that you can fall into. But praise God, He's a good God of glory. If we have a personal faith in Him, amen, He'll take us safe all the way through. Amen. I tell church all the time, praise God, I'm going to follow Jesus all the way home, praise God, because when He come to cross old Chili Jordan, praise God, He knows where the rocks are. Yeah. Amen. Praise God, He'll take you safe through. They'll leave you over on yonder shore praising, shouting the glory all the way to the end of the way. Bless His holy name. The Bible tells us this woman had a personal faith. No, she had a personal faith, but she had a practical faith. She told her husband, she said, let us, look at verse 10, said, let us make a little chamber, I pray thee. Got his attention. Now, I want you to watch this. Now, watch the ands in here. You know what I'm saying? You know how I know that she had a personal faith and a practical faith? Because she put some thought into it. Amen? She didn't just throw a cot in the corner and say, that'd be a good place for him. She said, let's make him a little chamber. So let's make him a special place. Let's designate this place, amen, pray God, off limits to anything else but to the man of God. Amen. A place where God can show up and His presence will be real. Amen. And I can just see her mind, my mind's eyes. She thinks about it a minute. And she said, and let us set for him there a bed. She said, the man of God, he goes out, he witnesses, he works for God. He needs a place where he can rest. Amen. She said, let's set him a bed. And she said, and let's set for him a table. Amen. So he needs a bed. I know he's going to need a table. He's going to need a place where he can scoot up to and study the precious things of God. And oh, by the way, if he needs a table, praise God, he'll probably need a stool. He'll need somewhere to sit, praise God. Amen. I mean, she ain't being extravagant. She's not asking for too much. She's just asking for what he might need. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, when we get to looking for what we need, glory be to God, God will show up and bless us on purpose. amen, pour out upon us, my praise God, in the most magnificent way. And he said, hey, praise God, we won't even be able to attain to it. It'll be running over, glory to God. Praise God. But he said, that little stool, and he said, oh yeah, he said, and a candlestick. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, you know what? We need to send, he'll need a light there, praise God. I'm talking about practical things. I tell you, God will bless us with practical things when we have a practical faith. I mean, a faith that, what was she giving? She had a practice. She was giving him things that he could use to help him in his relationship with God. I wonder how many times we actually seek as God's children to give folks those practical things. We would if we had a personal faith and a practical faith. We'd offer those practical things that folks could take home with us. My brother Clemens was saying, these old men of God, praise God, to give you those little nuggets, those little handfuls of purpose, praise God. My brother R.A. White, brother Clemens, took me under his wing, and every time I met him, praise God, he'd pice me, he'd put that arm around me and give me just a little old nugget. Amen. He told me one time, he said, if you'll take this precious old word of God and them high and lofty things, boy, he's going to give me something deep. You know what he said? He said, you take them and you put them on the bottom shelf where the little children can see it. Glory be to God. He said, then you're preaching the gospel. Son, glory to God. That went home with me. I said, God, please, if you'll just paint me a picture and let me paint it for my congregation, I'll bless your holy name. Amen. Pray God, just paint us a picture. Help us to see the Word of God, how live it is, how real it is. Amen. Practical. Praise God, not only should you have personal faith and a practical faith. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm down to talk about a practical faith. Where she said, you know what you need. The Bible says, Jesus said in Matthew 25, He said, I was a stranger and you took me in. Amen. That's what we're supposed to do. That's what practical faith does. Amen. When she took in that prophet in that manner, praise God, it was just like she took Jesus into her home. Amen. When we take the Lord practically into our heart, amen. Not only pray, personal and practical, but a pure faith. Now, I want you to notice this dear lady. She had no ulterior motive. Huh? She wasn't in it for nothing. She never asked him for it. Look at verse 13. And he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. He said, you've thought about this. You've set this thing up. Amen. So we could come in, get a blessing, and God get the glory. He said, now what do you want? What can I do to you? What can I do for you? He says, hey, you want me to talk to the king? You want me to talk to the captain of hosts? What would you have me do? She said, hey, listen, a man of God. She said, I dwell among mine own people. She said, thank you very much. But she said, glory to God. She said, I've got all I need. Amen. Praise the Lord. She said, I don't need nothing. Praise the Lord. Understand? You see what happened? She gave from a pure heart. When we give from a pure heart, praise God, it'll go a long ways. I've heard people say a lot of times, well, preacher, I can't put but a dollar in the offering plate. Praise God, if you give within your means, praise God, if that's all you got, God will bless that dollar. Amen. Praise the Lord. He'll bless it because that's what He does. Amen. She gave. That's what makes her a great woman. I got to thinking about this. Great people in the Bible. So I got my strong concordance out and I began to look up great. 968 times, Brother Jeff, the word great is used in the Bible. And it's used for great masters. It's used for great servants. It's used for great rivers and great things. But praise God, there's just a few times that God uses it. And when He speaks about great people. Number one, he mentioned great when He talked about Abraham. He mentioned great when He talked about Moses. He mentioned great when He talked about David. He mentioned great when He talked about Barzillia. He mentioned great when He talked about John the Baptist. And He mentioned great, brother, when He talked about this woman. This Shunammite woman. Glory be to God. The Holy Ghost of God said she was a great woman in the Lord. Amen. Why? Because she had a pure heart. Didn't have an ulterior motive. Praise God. Why she was doing it. What are you saying? He said, hey. He said, how are you doing as a person? Amen. Holy Ghost God says, well, she's doing pretty good. Amen. Eyes of God, she's looking all right. Hey, glory be to God. Hey, look. Hey, I'm going to say, praise God, that's all that matters. All that matters is how we look in the eyes of God. It don't matter how people look at us, how they see us. Amen. I hope they see God in us. I hope they see Him running out of us. But praise God, if they can't see it, glory be to God. I'm glad God can. Yeah. Amen. So he asked her that question. He said, how is it doing well as a person? And then he asked her in verse 26, he said, is it well with thy husband? Amen. He said, in other words, she says, how are you doing as a partner? How you doing? How you doing with your husband? How you doing with your relationship? Amen. Praise God, you're right. If you got a right relationship with God, and you got a right relationship with God's people, amen, I won't say glory be God, you can have a right relationship with your partner. But in reverse of that, if you don't have a right relationship with your partner, it's probably because you don't have a right relationship with God's people, and it's probably because you don't have a right relationship with God Almighty. See how that kind of fits together like a glove? It's kind of like a one-handed glove. Amen. If it don't fit up, praise God, it'll never mesh together. It'll never all come together. Amen. So he said, how's that relationship with your husband? Amen. Now we got to notice her husband here. Now her husband don't seem to be very spiritual. Amen. You say, well, how do you know that? Because he never took no initiative on anything. He kind of, you know how most of us men, I just leave that up to mama. Hello, fellas. I just leave that up to my mama, take care of that. Mama always does. Amen. He was no spirituality to him. Amen. It was just like he was dead spiritually. His wife comes to him and she said, hey, listen, I need you to call a fella. I need you to saddle me. He said, I need to go to the man of God. So daddy, he says, man of God. He said, it's the middle of the week. Why you want to go talk to the man of God? He said, it's not a new moon, it's a Sabbath. Amen. So why you need to go talk to the man of God? She said, hey, listen, said, it's well, it's all right. See, in other words, my mama said, I know what I'm doing. Amen. See, daddy didn't understand. See, daddy couldn't hook up. Daddy didn't have the right attitude because he didn't have the right relationship. Amen. Brother, I tell you what, we need to be spiritual. Praise God. We need to touch a God on our lives, daddies. We need to touch a God, amen, on us so we can pick up and lead and have an initiative, praise God, to lead our family well. Daddy was out in the field. Well, he was working, supervising the workers. The little one come running out there. He said, now listen, hey, wait a minute, son. He said, we're busy. We got a lot of work. He said, you just stay over and you stay out of the way. You see it? Puts little Johnny over there out of the way. Didn't even pay attention. Noted, real little Johnny didn't even have a hat on. Son was a beating down, cooking his little brain. Huh? In a little while, he come over, they tugged on his sleeve. Said, oh, daddy, my head, my head. Daddy had great compassion on him, right? No, you know what daddy did? Called one of the hired servants. He said, come here a minute. He said, take this boy up there to his mama. Something's going on. How many of us, daddy, we don't have time, you know, take care of things. We won't have time to stop a second and listen to our children. They speak to us. Amen. Like, boy, she had great accusation to bring, couldn't she? He said, is it well with your spouse? Is it well with your partner? She said, it's well, praise God. You know how she could say that? Praise the Lord. She said, it's well with me because I'm a searching the Lord. I'm a seeking His faith. She said, I'm well with my husband because I'm trusting God. Amen. No matter what comes up, I'm going to stay with my Lord. Amen. Praise God. So daddy, he goes, they take the baby up there and you know the story. Amen. So we see that, daddy, he's not spiritual. Amen. He don't take any incentive to do anything for God. He has, you might say he's got a bad attitude. Now I can see some of you mothers, they said, yes, and the reason I can't get enough done, huh? But my husband don't rival. He's got a bad attitude. God help. But you know what she said? She said, I'm not going to worry about his attitude. I'm not going to worry about his spirituality. I'm not going to worry about his attitude. I'm not going to worry about him taking initiative. Praise God. I'm just going to praise God because he don't hinder me in what I'm doing. Amen. I'm going to stay with God. Praise the Lord. Just keep praying and pressing on for the glory of God. Amen. You know what happened? Daddy will start seeing things. Amen. Daddy will start falling in line. Praise God. He'll start seeing a need. But he answered, she said, hey, said, all is well. She said a situation of despair. Amen. The husband's got an attitude. Amen. But she said, I'm going to keep my eyes on the Lord, praise God. Because that's where my hope is. See, my hope ain't in Daddy. Amen. I love him dear. He's my husband. He's my partner. But praise God, my hope ain't in him. You hear me, ladies? Hey, your hope can't be in your husband, your spouse, your boyfriend. Your hope has to be in the Lord. Amen. Amen. How's your relationship to your partner? Amen. Praise God, it's great because my relationship with Jesus is all right. Amen. It's wonderful. Praise the Lord. She said, how's your relationship? How you doing, partner? She said, I'm gonna do it. It's a wonderful thing. Amen. She said, well, he goes on, is it well with your child? Amen. He said, how you doing as a parent? Now, boy, this is where the rubber meets the road. Because she's got a little old boy over there that's dead. I mean, dead, getting cold dead. Amen. You see, but the thing about it, I got to think about this, Brother Clemens. I was a reading, studying. Praise God. There's a whole lot of parents that got dead children today. Yeah. Ephesians 2 said, we're dead in trespasses and sins. There's a desperate situation. Amen. But we'll go back to that old cliche. Oh, well, preacher, I remember. I remember when little Johnny or little Sally, I remember when they was 4 or 5 or 6. I remember they went to the altar. They made a profession. Well, where are they at now? Huh? Where's that? What kind of spiritual fruit are they? What kind of spiritual life are they living? You know what happened? She said, I've got a desperate situation, but I'm trusting in the Lord. I want to say there's a whole bunch of us this morning sitting in this on pews. We've got a desperate situation in our homes. Got a desperate situation in our families. But we got to trust God, amen. Stay with the Lord. Can't quit. Amen. Praise God. She said it's a desperate situation. But see, there's no evidence of any spiritual life in them. That's kind of where a whole lot of our people are today. There's not an ounce of spiritual life in them. You know what that means? That means they're spiritually dead. Man, God done told you this morning, say, praise God, they's either heaven or hell. That's our only choices. If you got spiritual life, praise God, you'll spend eternity in heaven. If you're dead spiritually, praise God, you'll spend an eternity in hell. But praise God, we desire that spiritual life. This woman says she's not. She said, you know what? I'm not looking at the problem. She said, I'm looking to the prophet. I'm looking to the one that's got the promises, praise God. She took that little fella, laid him in there on that bed, on that prophet's bed. Glory be to God. You say, well, I wonder why she did that. If you'll think about it over there, remember what Elijah done? When the lady's son had done died. And he brought her in there and said, hey, you know what? I'm put him here. And Elijah come in and he began to cry out to God. And God began to move in a mighty way. Amen. Even to the restoring of life. Where his soul came back and his life came back in. She said, praise God. I remember a story I heard about a man of God. Praise God. And I remember how God moved in a mighty way. She said, I'm serving the same God. Amen. Glory be to God. I want to say this morning, we're serving the same God today. Amen. The same God of Elisha and Elijah, praise God, is the God we serve today. Amen. So she says, you know what? I've got a problem, but I'm looking to the prophet. Now, I like this part because the Bible says when she came to the man of God on the hill, she caught him by his feet. Amen. She said, glory be to God. She said, she went running up there and she grabbed him around the feet. But now watch this. Old Gehazi, he goes over there and he said, well, this ain't proper. This ain't nothing proper about this. He goes over and starts to lay hands on, take her off. And the man of God says, hey, leave her alone. Said, hey, so her heart's broke and God ain't showed me. Amen. So he tells Gehazi, he said, hey, listen, he said, you take my staff. He said, you take my staff, you go down there and you lay it across the child's face. Amen. Amen. And so he takes it. He said, you gird up your loins and you pull up your robes so you can get the moving and going. Praise God. And you take it down. He said, don't you stop. Don't you talk. Don't you stop it. Carry on some of these long howdy do's that we do over here in the Middle East. Praise God. He said, you don't salute nobody. You just get the going. You take that staff and you go down there. He said, well, preacher, what good would that do? I don't know. God says that Moses' rod budded. Amen. The Bible says tells us that he took that man, that Elijah took that man and rolled up. Praise God, smote the water and they parted. Amen. So Gehazi, I could just see him. I mean, he's not very spiritual either. But boy, he's full of religious rituals. I believe old Elisha said, you know what? He said, need just get this fella out of the way. He said, here, he said, just take my rod down there. He said, just go ahead and go ahead of us. Amen. So and maybe they just a little touch of a test of faith there. Just see where this woman stood. And old Gehazi, he takes that staff and he heads off down the road. And Elisha, watch, see if that little old woman, see, she might want to go take off after him. Since she don't go nowhere, she stays right there close to the man of God. Amen. She's done realized, she's done discerned. Amen. She's got a faith. She's done discerned that there ain't nothing to this fella. I mean, he's just as dead leprosy inside as he's going to be in just a little while after he deals with Naaman. Amen. He said, just as dead inside as a nail that would nail a coffin down. Amen. But so she don't follow him. And I guess I can just see this in my mind's eye. And as Gehazi passes on before him, and this little mother, she's standing there in verse 30. And this little mother's standing there with the man of God, and she says, and the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth and my soul liveth, I will not leave thee. Amen. You know what happened right here? Son, that rung the bells of old Elisha's heart. You see, because he remembered. If you remember back over in 2 Kings chapter 2, down there about verse 2, Elijah said, hey, son, said, why don't you just hang out here? He said, I'm going to go yonder. He said, hey, he said, no, sir. He said, as your soul liveth, he said, I'm going to stay with you, man of God. Walks on down there about verse 4, and he says, hey, he said, won't you just stay here? I've got to go a little farther. Going to go just a little. See, this is all just a test. He said, I'm going to go just a little farther. He said, as your soul liveth, man of God, I'm going to stay with you. Amen. Get on down there to verse 6. I mean, Elijah's fixing to go up out of here. I mean, them prophets back there on the at school of prophets, they're saying, hey man, your master's leaving out of here today. He said, would you be quiet? I know it. Don't bother me. I'm trying to focus. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe that rung a bell in old Elisha's heart. Praise God. And I believe it got his feet to moving. He said, come on, ma'am, let's go. Glory be to God. What happened? This woman, praise God, she said, no matter what happens in my life, I'm going to stay with God. That's what a man would ask her the question. He said, is it well? Amen. Told her husband, she said, it shall be well. Praise God. Why? Because she had her faith and her confident hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Had her faith in God. Had her faith in the man of God. Had her faith in the things of God. So, youngins, I want to say today, praise God, if we'll put our faith in God, get our faith off of men and people and places and relationships and things that we have and things we do and material things. Praise God. God will bless us. Praise God. He'll draw us unto Himself and He'll give us that right relationship. Amen. Where He said, it shall be well for that great mother. It'd be well for that one. Praise God. It says, you know what? No matter what happens, because see, no matter what happens, it don't change God not one whit. No matter what happens around it, it does not change God, not one bit. He says, you know what? I'm just going to stay where God and godliness is. Amen. He said, did it pay off? You know, the man of God went down there. He went in, shut the door, and he laid down there on that little old boy. He prayed God. He may talk to God. He said, God, we need a miracle. We need you to move, God. We need your presence. You know why? Because where the presence of God is, there's life. Hey, praise God. Hey, listen, Jesus never left nobody dead. Amen. Jesus won't leave you dead. This little woman, praise God, this great woman, she said, I'm going to stay with you, man of God. I'm wherever you go, whatever you do, I'm going to stay here, praise God, till I get the right answers. And the man of God went down there. I'm talking about a woman that was desperate. She was desperate. She got on that ass, and she told that servant, said, should you drive and should you go? Said, you go forward. He says, don't you stop for nothing. Amen. Said, if I get the falling off, amen, if I don't holler and tell you stop, don't stop. Why? Because she said, I've got a desperate need. I've got to get to the man of God. I've got to get to where the presence of God is. I've got to get to where God's real. Amen. I want to tell you, youngins this morning, don't stop till you get to where God's real. Amen. We got to keep pressing on till we get to where God's real in our life. We can think this, but I want to say, praise God, it's a no-soul salvation. We can know that we love the Lord Jesus. You say, he said, we know that because we love the brethren. Amen. Praise God, if we can't love one another, praise God, then we don't love God. But praise God, if we just stay with the Lord. The Bible says that old Elisha, he went up into the room, he prayed to God. He got down, he laid upon that little young man. Amen. He began to get warm. And said he walked to and fro. But I like what Brother Clement was saying. Well, sometimes that song you said, we just got to wait on God. Amen. We just got to wait. We do it by trusting, by waiting on Him. And that little old boy said his flesh began to get warm. Amen. Glory be to God. I thank God, you're getting a good Holy Ghost meeting. The Holy Ghost begins to stir in heart. Praise God. You know what happens? That flesh begins to get warm. That heart begins to beat. I mean, it seems like it's a beating overtime. Amen. But God begins to show you, praise God, that you can be better than what you are. And He's a God that loves you and cares for you and will help you along the way. Amen. That blood begins to pump. You begin to get flush. You begin to get warm. You begin to hold on that pew. Your knuckles begin to turn blood red. Some of you ain't been there. Some of us have. You squeeze it for dear life. It's just like if you hold that pew tighter, amen, it'll go away. But praise God, now all of a sudden, glory to God, you let go of that thing. You sneeze that seven times. Praise God, that movement of the Holy Spirit, that perfection, praise God, takes place. And praise God, and you come out of there and you don't, glory be to God, it feels like you're walking that high. Don't even know how you got there. But praise God, you're glad that you did. Amen. This little woman, praise be to God, said the man of God took her and said, took her to his mother, and she said, here he is. Amen. You know what? You know how that worked out the way it did? Because she kept her faith in the Lord. We may have children. We may have love. Praise God, it's way out there. But if we'll stay consistent with the Lord, stay where God is, God will hear and answer our prayers, praise God. And instead of having to go out there and chase them, God will bring them in. I believe that with all my heart. I believe we spend too much time chasing them instead of praying for them like we should. Amen. When we get close to God, He said, how is it with you? How's it with your partner? Amen. How are you doing as a parent? Amen. She says, you know what? She said, it's well. She said, I'm doing all right with the help of the Lord. I want to say this morning, praise God, we can do all right with the help of the Lord. But when we undertake to do for ourselves, within ourselves, we'll mess it up every time. But if we'll say, Lord God, here I am, I'm trusting in you. Praise God. He said, you can have that. We can have that ability that we need, praise God, to just having done all to stand. Praise God, and trust in the Lord God of glory and our sweet Savior Jesus Christ, who makes it all possible. Amen. He comes to where we are when we can't get to Him. Amen. How do you know? Because He came to where I was on that Wednesday night, 1976, and saved my soul from a devil's hell. Amen. I've never been the same. And boy, I tell you what I want to do. I want to do like that little shoot of mine. I want to stay in the presence of the Lord. I want to stay where the power is. Amen. It ought to be our desire today. Listen, mothers, if you're here today, it ought to be your Godward desire to stay where the power of God is in your life. Because if you'll stay where the power of God is, the presence of God, praise the Lord, He'll always, amen, there'll always be that help that you can expect. That's a hope that we have, faith with expectation that God will move upon the scene and help us, praise God, along the way. What about you this morning?